$28.7 million was raised this past campaign year for the National Faith Foundation. I'm speaking with Jim Williams of the foundation. So, Jim, first tell me about what this number means.
This is exciting. This is a all-time record-setting year when it comes to fundraising. So it's the highest that we've ever raised. I'd like to thank some key corporate partners like Tractor Supply Company and Cargill, who made multi-year commitments this year. We also had solid contributions from individuals who are personally passionate about what goes on at FFA. It was also a record-setting year when it comes to our Give FFA Day, which is a day every February where we ask FFA members to come together and make a gift either to National FFA or to a state FFA association. And this year we raised over $822,000 on that one day alone. So a lot of exciting things going on this year, and that's how we were able to achieve that goal.
Why do you think it was a record-breaking year?
Well, I think it always helps for the ag economy to be doing pretty well. And we had several corporate partners who were in a position where they could make significant gifts at this time. Also, I think it's the message of FFA. People are excited to see what we're doing and growing the next generation of leaders to change the world. So thanks to the leadership of Scott Stump, CEO, and Molly Balls, the president of the foundation, Christine White, chief programming officer, they have done a good job of putting together strategic priorities that seem to be resonating both with our corporate partners as well as with our individual donors.
What ways are you trying to connect with FFA members through sponsorships?
So we connect several ways. Our corporate partners are really interested in National FFA as a future talent pipeline. And, you know, their ability to connect with us and our programs and support events like the National Convention, get their name in front of those students, that gives them a chance for students to know where they can go to put their skills to work. We're also out on social media promoting those opportunities and really trying to find any National FFA event where we can bring our corporate partners to those students so that they have access to that talent pipeline.
Because really what you're trying to do is connecting industry to these FFA members that are younger.
That's correct. You've got it. That's correct. We are trying to bring our donors to the foundation so that they can have an impact on students' lives today, so that hopefully those students can develop those skills that are going to allow them to be the leaders of tomorrow. And, you know, in all honesty, when it comes to fundraising, we want it to be a perpetual cycle. So these students get the benefit today of the generosity of the donors that we have. And going forward, they themselves will become donors, either in making decisions as a corporate leader and deciding for their company to invest in National FFA, or as individuals, they see an opportunity to provide an impact and make a difference in students' lives.
What do you hear from these sponsors as they see FFA members walking across the stage and doing really cool things with some special projects?
Oh, it's a bucket-filling experience. Life-changing is another one that I hear. We have several representatives from corporate partners as well as individual donors who either have not attended a convention in a long time, as in when they were a student, or have never attended one. And when they see 70,000 students coming together in Indianapolis, I hear nothing but compliments about how great those students are, the difference that they're making, the exciting things that they're doing through our programs and competitive events. And it's really a life-changing experience, not just for the students who get to go through those FFA experiences, but also for those corporate partners and individual donors who are providing those students with the resources to make an impact.
As we look into this next campaign year, what are your hopes and what are you doing here at the foundation?
We're hoping to build on the momentum that we have this year. So we are continuing to focus on how our donors can make a difference when it comes to evolving our programs, as well as engaging with new communities, bringing as many people as possible into the FFA experience, and showing them what a difference FFA and agricultural education can have on career choices and future success, and then also how they can help to empower that state and local delivery system who are, you know, helping those students and teachers and state FFA staff, that they have the resources they need in order to continue to make these amazing things happen.
Well, I know that you're on the staff and you help make these opportunities possible. What are your boards doing to continue to advance FFA?
So one of the most active of that is the sponsors board. That's made up of our largest corporate partners. We extend that invitation to 42 companies that are giving at the five-star level or above. And then they have the opportunity to provide advice and input to our program staff, as well as to give us some guidance when it comes to fundraising and messaging. And one of the ways that they've embraced our fundraising activity is to really get on board with Give FFA Day. So we're looking forward to that February 22nd, 2020. 2024 will be that day. RFD-TV has already committed $100,000 to serve as a match for that day. We have several other corporate partners who are stepping up to make a difference on that day as well. They're working with their corporate alumni chapters to get their employees involved. It's just a real opportunity for them to promote their involvement with FFA and in turn to, you know, bring in those resources to make a difference in students' lives.
For your last words here, what would you say the impact on the Blue Corduroy Jacket has on you personally?
Well, I have been at National FFA Foundation for 5.5 years, and every day I get to hear stories about the amazing things that students are doing. And that makes it an easy organization to raise money for. It's always nice to go out and share inspiring stories from kids that are doing amazing things, either through their SAE projects or the community service projects they're doing at their schools. I always appreciate the opportunity to interact with national officers and to get out and attend things like WLC or the New Century Farmer, the Next Gen Conference, where those Blue Jackets or FFA alumni are coming together and sharing the amazing things they're doing.
Jim Williams, he's part of the National FFA Foundation, a record-breaking year this past campaign year, and looking forward to here in the future. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.